When you have victim mentality, you don't think you have anything to do with a situation. You think this is the way it is. Often, that's not even a conscious thought. It's actually a belief that is so deeply embedded to you that it's true. It's just, this is reality. A belief is essentially a thought that you've had so frequently that it's become a belief and you accept it as true. And if you accept something as the truth, then you don't believe you have choice in regard to the truth. Hi, I'm Barb Nangle. I want to welcome you to my podcast, Fragmented to Whole, Life Lessons from 12-Step Recovery, where I help people heal their emotional, psychological, and spiritual wounds and make deep, lasting changes in their lives. I'm the founder and CEO of Higher Power Coaching and Consulting. I'm a boundaries coach who specializes in helping women who are focused on what others are thinking and doing and neglect themselves in the process. And I have coached hundreds of people on how to build healthy boundaries using my exclusive Build framework. On this podcast, I share my experience, strength, and hope from recovery. I don't support or endorse any particular 12-step recovery fellowship, and I don't claim to speak for any particular 12-step fellowship. I also don't believe that 12-step recovery is the only way to recover. You might need additional help. I'm an avid beachcomber who collects sea glass, shells, wood, and stones. I am a formerly closeted fan of the Hallmark Channel, especially the Christmas movies. Hello, Christmas in July. I wear fingerless gloves from September to June because my hands are always cold, so I have about 15 pairs. And I get a huge kick out of counting how many days, weeks, and months there are until my birthday or Christmas at completely random times of the year. My hope is that you'll find my words concretely helpful in improving your life, whether you're in recovery or not. If you like what you've heard on this episode, please screenshot it and share it on your social media and tag me at Higher Power Coaching. This is episode 223, How Building Boundaries Helps You Overcome Victim Mentality and Unrealistic Expectations. One thing I've noticed with my boundaries coaching clients is that we all have in common that we have a deep-seated victim mentality and some pretty unrealistic expectations about ourselves, other people, and the world. And I say we because that was definitely me before I got into recovery and built some healthy boundaries. I've come a really long way and cleaned up a ton of my distorted thinking. But every once in a while, there are times when I realize I'm in victim mentality or I'm getting really pissed off about something and realize, oh, I had an unrealistic expectation. I have a number of episodes about overcoming both victim mentality and unrealistic expectations. I'll put links to those in the show notes. But I have way too many episodes about boundaries to link them here. But if you want to find a playlist with all of my boundaries episodes, go to betterboundarieswithbarb.com and click on Start Setting Boundaries and you'll find it on that page. All right, so I'm not going to go into too much detail about any one of these topics since I have so many episodes on them. Essentially, people who have victim mentality are acting as if the world is happening to them or the world is acting on them. They feel like they don't have options. They do a lot of complaining about things as if they can't do anything about them, and they're waiting for other people to change. The shift out of victim mentality was by far the most important paradigm shift of my recovery. Now, I am not the quintessential person with victim mentality. That is, I've never walked around thinking, woe is me, the world is against me. But I got really upset about a lot of things that I acted like were happening to me instead of just happening. Traffic is a perfect example, which I've shared about a number of times on other episodes. I acted like it was a personal affront to me that there was traffic on the highway while I was driving. I was expecting things to be different than they were, which leads me into the subject of expectations. One of the things that came out as I went through the 12 steps was that one of my worst defects of character was that I had really unrealistic expectations of myself for sure, but especially of other people and of the world. And that is a hallmark of victim mentality. We expect things to be different than they are. We wait around expecting other people to magically change. And the way these all connect with boundaries is that if you really think that people are doing things to you and the world is doing things to you and you don't perceive that you have any choices, then you're waiting around for other people to change. And that is a common attribute of many of my boundaries coaching clients. I don't think that they consciously realize that they're waiting for other people to change, but that's essentially what's going on. And guess what? Waiting for other people to change is not working. And this is why keeping the focus on yourself is so fucking important. That's another topic I've talked about a number of times too here on the podcast. So I'll link a bunch of episodes about keeping the focus on yourself. All of these things go together. And where boundaries come in is that when you learn to build healthy boundaries, what you're learning is where you actually have a lot more control over your life than you ever realized you did. For example, one of the most important skills I teach my clients is how to directly communicate with other people. This is super important. Boundaries are very clear and not murky. So communication about boundaries must be clear and not murky. Here are a couple examples of murky versus clear communication. Murky communication means things like implying things, beating around the bush. Direct communication means you come right out and say precisely what you mean. It's also murky when you expect people should know things, which, by the way, if they should know them, then they would know them. So let go of that. Or when you try to read other people's minds or expect them to read your mind, there's no actual communication going on between you and another person in those cases. There's just stuff going on in your head, like thinking they should know X. When you think that, you believe there's no need to communicate, so you don't. When you think that you're able to read other people's minds, or that they should be able to read your mind, you also believe there's no communication necessary, so you don't. So stop assuming that you know what people think or what they should know and start communicating directly with them. This is imperative when it comes to having healthy boundaries, because you must communicate them others in language that is very clear. The only way you're going to directly communicate with people is if you stop assuming that they're thinking certain things or should know certain things. So here's an example of murky communication. Wouldn't it be nice if we went to the movies tonight? If you want to go to the movies tonight, but you're not expressing that in a way that is clear, come right out and directly say, I'd like to go see the Barbie movie tonight. Now, that leads me to something else that comes up a lot with clients and prospective clients. A lot of people believe, at least subconsciously, that when they set boundaries, that means they'll be able to control other people, that they're somehow magically going to be able to get people to do the things they want. Newsflash, you can't actually control other people. You can control yourself. And the way that you control yourself is what's actually going to affect other people's behavior. You're not controlling them. It's more like you're steering them in certain directions. But it's because You're changing, not them. So let's say your son uses your car to go to hockey practice, which you've approved, but then he goes out afterwards, which you don't approve. You've tried nagging and complaining and maybe even yelling and screaming at him, but he still keeps going out with your car after practice. Directly communicating a boundary with him might sound like, if you don't come home right after practice, I'm not going to allow you to take the car and you'll have to find another way to get to practice. If he doesn't come home after practice again, after you've communicated that to him and you do nothing, that is, you don't change your behavior. Maybe you still do the bitching and complaining, but you don't do anything behaviorally that's different. Then that wasn't really a boundary that you set. I call that a hope or a wish because it didn't have any consequences attached to it. The consequence in this case would be not allowing him to take your car for hockey practice any longer, which means he'd have to find his own way to hockey. Now, if this actually happened, he would probably say something to you like, I'm going to get kicked off the team and it will be your fault. Well, don't fall for that shit. It's his fault because you told him what the consequences would be. He's actually the one living in victim mentality now because he's acting like you did this to him as if he had no part in no longer having access to the car. When you have victim mentality, you don't think you have anything to do with the situation. You think this is the way it is. Often, that's not even a conscious thought. It's actually a belief that is so deeply embedded to you that it's true. It's just, this is reality. A belief is essentially a thought that you've had so frequently that it's become a belief and you accept it as true. And if you accept something as the truth, then you don't believe you have choice in regard to the truth, which means you're not going to take any action. Why would you if you don't believe you have any choices? Now, all of this ties into expectations because when we have shitty boundaries and we don't keep the focus on ourselves and have victim mentality, we frequently also expect other people to change their ways. For example, if you're the parent of an adult child living in your home and you're waiting around expecting that some miracle is going to happen, and they're just going to magically change into someone who gets a job, pays rent, does their fair share of chores, that is not going to happen. It hasn't happened yet, and it's not going to. You're the one that has to change. You have to decide what is acceptable to you. What are the standards for the people who live in your home? For example, they pay rent, they contribute toward the groceries, they do chores. And if you directly communicate these things and then you do nothing when they don't pay rent or for groceries and they don't do chores, then that's not a boundary. That's a hope or a wish that you have that they're going to magically change into a responsible person. Something has to change on your end. So, what are you going to do differently if they don't pay rent? Complaining and bitching at them isn't working, which you've probably already been doing. So something behaviorally has to change on your part. And you get to decide what that is. It needs to be something that you're going to follow through on. Otherwise, don't bother saying it if you're not capable of going through with it. And by the way, perhaps you need a boundaries coach if that's the case. Now, some examples of things you could do include taking privileges away from them. Or let's say they've taken over the entire basement. You could move them into a tiny little room and move all of their things into the shed so that it's no longer super comfortable for them. If you're giving them money, stop fucking giving them money. As Harriet Lerner says, when you change your steps of the dance, your dance partner must change their steps or exit the dance. Setting healthy boundaries, which include some kind of consequences if the person doesn't honor your boundaries, is a way for you to come out of victim mentality, overcome unrealistic expectations, keep the focus on yourself. You start to see that you actually do have some control over your life, but it's through your actions, not waiting around for others to change, not having unrealistic expectations of others, because that is victim mentality. If you're ready to finally have an enjoyable, relaxing summer doing things you really want to do, instead of always following other people's agendas, I have some openings for private clients right now. If you are really tired of saying yes to things you really don't want to do and being overly accommodating to others, this is for you. It's time to start accommodating yourself. Maybe you're dissatisfied with your relationships and overwhelmed with all kinds of difficult feelings because of your interactions with others. If you'd like to get your life in order before the summer hits, go to barbchat.net and sign up for a free 30-minute call with me about my private coaching so we can get started right away. That way, you'll be done by summer. This is for people who are finally ready to make deep, lasting changes in their relationship patterns, including their relationships with themselves, their partners, family, friends, and colleagues. Go to barbchat.net. If you like this podcast, and I'm guessing you did, or you wouldn't still be listening, then you're gonna love the other things I have to offer. If you'd love pre-release podcast scripts and episodes before anyone else gets them, or if you'd love access to content from my private vault that I developed exclusively for my private clients, which is like having a work session with me without me actually being there, go to patreon.com/higherpowercoaching. There are three tiers ranging from as low as $4 up to $24 a month. You'll also love my weekly newsletter, Friday Fragments, which has content very similar to the podcast. You can check it out at fridayfragments.news. That's fridayfragments.news. Please like and subscribe to my podcast on your favorite podcast outlet. I'd also love it if you'd leave a review, which you can do either in the show notes or on Apple Podcasts. It really helps other people find my podcast so they can get the benefits you've gotten from listening. If someone came to mind when you listened to this particular episode, please share it with them. And my favorite place to hang out on social media is Instagram. I'm at Higher Power Coaching. Please DM me there. I'd love to hear what you got from this episode. I run group and private coaching programs on building healthy boundaries. Whether you need help with boundaries in your personal, professional, or romantic life, I can help. Head on over to barbchat.net, where you can hop onto my calendar for a free 30-minute Better Boundaries consultation. My ideal client is someone who is ripe for change. If that's you, I would love to work with you. My goal with all my work is to help you make lasting changes in your life, like I've made deep, lasting changes in my life. Remember, it's never too late to recover. No one is beyond hope, and healing is possible. Thanks for listening.